Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
My favorite time of the day is still when I get to sit with my 10-year-old when I'm putting her to bed and we read together. And even my 13-year-old still likes to read with me, and it's such a sweet time, and it's probably much more important. It's not probably, it is much more important than you might even realize, even to babies. My guest is Dr. Shelley Flay. She's a pediatrician and author of Raising Twins from Pregnancy to Preschool, Advice from a Pediatrician Mom of Twins. Welcome to the show, Dr. Flay. Let's talk about reading.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Starting with babies, it is important to read to babies, even if they don't understand what you're reading.
Absolutely. Reading as a young child is the biggest indicator of future literacy success, academic success. Plus, it's fun, just as you said. It's a great learning experience for families. So the sooner you can get your babies in books, the better.
And so even when they're tiny, there's a difference between words and pictures, and even the little guys like to look at pictures once they can focus on them.
Definitely. I recommend parents stack up their homes, have stacks of books everywhere. The picture books are great. It's wonderful as part of a bedtime routine, you know, a quick bath, pajamas, have some quiet reconnecting reading time before bed. It's a great way to close down each day and help the kids on a good routine to help them ease into sleep for the night.
And babies do love to chew on the books, so make sure that you're prepared for those nice thick cardboard books are good.
The board books or even the
waterproof little plasticky things are good for kids to chew on. So once you start reading words, do you advise pointing to each word and saying that word so that they know?
In the beginning, definitely. It's not always necessary, though. Children love the sound of your voice, whether they're following word for word or not. It depends on their level. It's helpful to do, but I do want parents to enjoy this time as well. Reading with your child shouldn't be a chore, something that you dread. You should enjoy it as well. So if you're in the mood to point, go for it. And if you're not, that's okay, too. The fact that you're sitting there together, cuddling, doing it, that's super beneficial.
And when they start to become toddlers and you realize they know the book better than you, and they know if you skip a page, you know, or if you skip a line, and I particularly, Dr. Flay, like the Sandra Boynton books, and then there's a wonderful sweet book called Time for Bed, and it's time for bed, little bee, and it's all the different animals saying time for bed with the cat and the goat and the, oh, it's such a wonderful, wonderful book, and everyone, of course, has heard of Goodnight Moon, and so even the rhythmic books have that soothing sort of sound.
And Dr. Seuss is famous for those rhythms and that verbal play that kids love so much. And if they memorize a book at a certain age and quote-unquote read it to you, applaud that, give lots of positive reinforcement, because those are the early stages to true reading, to true sight word reading.
Oh, I love that time.
That repetition is huge. Yeah.
Oh, that's such a sweet, sweet time. So then people they start to get upset. Oh, my child isn't reading by three. You know, and maybe you've been reading to your children, but what is the typical age, really? And I know all children are different and they develop at different ages, but is there an age when a child should be able to start to identify letters?
Oh, definitely in the preschool ages. By 3, 4, it should be commonplace enough in the home that should be happening. Kindergarten is not the way it was when we were kids, for better or for worse. A lot more is expected of the average kindergartner in this day and age. In those situations, I'd remind parents that every kid has a different personality. Some kids are really active and into sports, and they're so busy moving, it's hard for them to settle down. So before their afternoon nap, before evening, utilize that time. I'd also advise for parents to, just as with any healthy habit in eating nutritiously, our children do what we do. Make sure your kids see you reading. Get the daily paper. I know in this day and age of the internet, a lot of people aren't even looking at print media anymore, but have the daily paper delivered to your home. Let them see you. Even young kids enjoy reading the comics. Let them see that reading is a natural part of the day, and it's something that you as an adult enjoy as well. It's not just a chore for school.
I like that you brought up the internet and some technology, because this is a question I have myself. Is it the same reading? People say books are going by the wayside and everything's going to be, you know, online or downloadable. I think there's got to be a difference if you're sitting there reading to a child from a tablet or if you're holding a book in your hand. Am I just old school?
You know, I'm kind of old school too, but I think if you're looking at words, it's a good thing. I think that if your child asks you a question about, I don't know, acorns turning into an oak tree, go ahead and search it on the internet and learn a little bit something together. So Lord knows how many times have our children asked us questions, we have no idea. So make it an investigative search together and make it some bonding time. And then they can see that you can utilize technology for helpful things. Not all technology is bad. Obviously, as a pediatrician, I want to advise, you know, proper screen time and limits. But if used in appropriate ways, it can really help and boost learning skills and reading skills.
Now, what about if you've got a child when they're a baby, they love it and they're a toddler and they love it, and then they get a little older and reading just isn't their thing? I mean, I have a son that's like that. Do you force it on them? How do you get reading to be? My daughter, I know, is going to read Gone with the Wind with me and Wuthering Heights and Rebecca and all these wonderful books. My son, not so much. How do you get a child to love reading?
Well, and again, different personalities and different phases. Search books for things that your children are interested. If they're active in football, there's plenty of, you can go to your local public library, which is wonderful because everything is free. Libraries are really great at organizing by theme, and so you can kind of do a little bit of investigation and find some things that are interesting. Also, think back to your own childhood and think about books that you enjoyed as a child. Personally, I love the Laura Ingalls Wilder books. And my youngest is in second grade. We've been just going through those. It's been really fun. And what has surprised me is that it's not necessarily a girl or boy thing. My sons are just as interested as my daughter. So before you decide on their behalf what would be interesting, I think exposure and doing a little bit of creative research. Your kids may surprise you and pick up something that you may not have thought of for on their behalf.
And that's good advice because, first of all, I do love our local libraries. That's where we go all the time. And generally, your librarians are pretty well schooled in. If you have a child who's a tough reader, who doesn't necessarily like reading, they can ask that child, what is it you're really interested in? You like cars? Well, I have a great book about cars. You like rock music? Here's a great book. You know, they're great about that. And my daughter, who's 10, Dr. Flay, just finished the entire Laura Ingalls series.
Oh, and yay, good for her.
I'm so psyched. And trying to get her into some of the Victorian novels, like even Secret Garden or Wolves of Willoughby Chase, these are some tough books for little guys to read. But if you read them together, that's really the beauty of it all, and reading with your child can be one of the greatest pleasures, even as they get older.
Absolutely.
Now,
and sometimes parents wonder, is this book challenging enough for my child? Let your child explore different ranges. When my younger children were born, sometimes my older son would pick up books that I had actually meant for my younger child. Reading is reading, and if they're interested and they're doing it, don't poo-poo it because you think it's beneath their level. I will say I love the Calvin and Hobbes old comic strips.
Love them.
Which are not currently in production, but
so are comic books considered reading? Can we use comic books?
There's a difference, and there's kind of a trend now with Diary of a Wimpy Kid. There is more of that. If it gets kids picking up a book, I have to say I'm for it. There is a difference amongst the different comic strips, absolutely. But Calvin and Hobbes, you can't go wrong.
That is
a very intelligently written. I'm not going to poo-poo that for
funny.
My children. Even though it's not highbrow literature, they're gaining something from it. And the bottom line is they're enjoying the process of reading for pleasure. It's not
in
a
10
chore
seconds,
homework assignment.
Dr. Flay, in 10 seconds, your best advice on reading and reading with your kids and getting them to love reading.
Make it a part of your daily routine. Let them see you read.
That's great advice. Make it, you know, we are role models for our children. Make it a part of your daily routine. Let them see you reading. Look up stuff on the internet together. Keep lots of books all over your house and let them see how much you love to read. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Healthy Children. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. And of course, and as always, read to your children and stay well.